Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. You know that feeling when you scroll through your feed and suddenly realize 3 hours have vanished into thin air? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving deep today into creating a digital detox plan that actually works. Because let's be real, a weekend unplug every few months just isn't cutting it anymore. This isn't about becoming a Luddite and ditching technology altogether, though. Hey, if that floats your boat, more power to you. This is about regaining control over those digital distractions and reclaiming your precious time and mental space. Think of this as your personal guide to navigating the online world without letting it take over your life. So, what are the key takeaways? Buckle up, because we're about to unlock some serious detox wisdom. First things first, define your why. Why do you want to detox in the first place? Is it to reduce stress, sleep better, focus more, or reconnect with the real world? Identifying your motivations will keep you on track when those notifications start whispering tempting promises. Ever felt like social media is a bottomless pit of comparison and FOMO? You know that feeling. Detoxing can help you escape that cycle and rediscover what truly matters to you. Remember, it's not about perfection, but progress. Start small. Maybe set aside an hour each day to be completely screen-free. Next up, be strategic with your time. Treat your digital detox like any other important appointment in your life. Schedule specific times for checking emails and social media, and stick to those boundaries. Think of it like training yourself to resist the siren song of endless scrolling. You've got this. Remember, you're not just managing your screen time, you're also creating space for things that truly nourish your soul. Hobbies, relationships, creative pursuits, you name it. Now, ditch the distractions. Turn off notifications and put your phone on Do Not Disturb mode. You wouldn't walk into a meeting with your phone buzzing incessantly, right? Treat your offline time with the same respect. Another game changer is finding alternative activities. Instead of mindlessly scrolling through Instagram, go for a walk in nature, read a good book, or catch up with friends face to face. Remember, there's a whole world outside the digital realm waiting to be explored. Think about what brings you joy. Maybe it's painting, playing an instrument, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of tea. And lastly, be kind to yourself. Digital detox isn't always easy. There will be times when you slip up and find yourself back in the scroll vortex. That's okay. Just acknowledge it, get back on track, and keep moving forward. Remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at a dinner party, surrounded by friends, laughing, and enjoying the company. But then your phone buzzes. That tempting notification from social media pulls you in. Now imagine you put your phone aside, engage fully in the conversation, and savor the moment. You're present, connected, and genuinely enjoying yourself. That's the power of a digital detox. It allows you to reclaim those precious moments and experience life to the fullest. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you create a digital detox plan that actually sticks. Remember, this isn't about deprivation, it's about intentional living. It's about finding that sweet spot where technology enhances your life without controlling it. Now I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to managing screen time? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Remember, every step towards a healthier relationship with technology is a victory. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with someone who could use a digital detox reminder. We'll be back tomorrow with more tips and tricks for living a more intentional and fulfilling life, both online and off. Until then, keep those screens at bay and enjoy the real world.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.